It's the Weekend Update.
Finding out what is ever so worthy of your weekend. That is what we do. And as we've talked about right here downtown Fort Worth, downtown Captain, it is the Art Fests, actually. Now, we're only supposed to be promoting one, the Fort Worth Main Street Arts Festival. But right next to it is the Fort Worth Arts Festival. And they're kind of competing. One is put on by Sundance, and then one's put on by, for 38 years, the same people that put on the Main Street Arts Festival. You have no idea, though, when you walk from one to the other.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what? It's all subjective.
And really, art is in the eye of the beholder.
It is.
And I don't know how any of that works.
Permits. And tariffs. I'm pretty sure it's tariffs.
Does it not boil down to the espresso martinis? I think that is like a major player in this that we're overlooking.
Again, I don't really think I understand tariffs. Either way, it's going on. Started yesterday, goes on through the weekend. Fantastic weather for it. And we have a Hank FM booth out there. No, we're not selling art or anything like that. Maybe nice tapestries that we could steal from other parts of the building.
Mm-hmm. Or there's some Longhorn horns up there, too.
Hey.
And they're kind of half broken and have been for quite some time. I really want to take my glue gun to it, but no one's invited me.
One man's broke Longhorn is another's. No, that's weird. You leave that alone. But we are inviting you to come by, and if you're going to be out here, record what is called a radio liner. You may have heard the promo talk about that.
I heard that.
And
what is a radio liner, Ken?
Well, Pat Green just gave us one.
Hey, this is Pat Green right here on 92.1 Hank FM, Real Country Baby.
And as we tell some of the, you deal with newer artists or something, it's just say your name. And then just say the name of the big radio station logo that's right in front of you, in front of the microphone.
Sometimes this can be very challenging for a baby artist.
Or, it's not always just music people like we've had on the show.
Hi, this is Dennis Quaid, and you are listening to Hank.
Yeah, Dennis Quaid right there.
See, he knows.
We had Tom Hanks stop by the Hank booth last year.
This is Tom Hanks saying, if you see me in person, please leave me be.
Yeah. So whatever you want to say, you can just come by and do that.
That's a really commercial for the station.
Here's our liner from Ed Sheeran. So that's going on this weekend. But that's not all. Gave away a ton of tickets for it. It's the biggest, richest weekend in American rodeo. And it is the American. And that kicks up today through tomorrow. Globe Life Field in Arlington.
Take that.
Down in the Stockyards tomorrow. We're also there at the Hank FM and the Fort Worth Syndicate Smokedown. So all the barbecue, brews, and the greatness of a lot of bands as well.
Are you taking your girlfriend so she can light all the smokers for everybody?
She's good at lighting fires.
She is. She knows.
Good at lighting fires.
Cross a little side hustle.
She could light the fire of the cannons out there. And Graham Shenandoah will be live with us.
Oh.
The crawfish and cannons. That's fun. And, of course, up the road, Stillwater right now is the 16th biggest city in America for at least 4 days. You're hearing stories of a lot of people are just sleeping in their cars to go to this cross-Canadian ragweed.
That's a large
concert.
Commitment.
Turnpike rocked it last night, too, and they'll go all the way every night until Sunday. Whew, that's a lot of people in Oklahoma.
I was going to say, because it's Stillwater, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where are they going to eat? Where are they going to... think about this beforehand?
Chris Young, both tonight and tomorrow night at Billy Bob's Texas.
Yeah.
Tanya Tucker's on the Dallas side. She's on the Longhorn Ballroom stage.
Ooh.
Chad Prather, comedian, Arlington Music Hall tomorrow. Our buddies over there, Casa Manana. They present 90s country, the decade that changed country music. That's going to be cool.
Wow.
That production goes through the 25th. Scarborough Fair continues on. What you got on the Heather Lee world?
Well, that Scarborough Fair is very tempting to head on out there.
At some point, we will make a trip down. Yeah, absolutely.
So we, too, will be supporting the arts at the Lee compound. My daughter has a dance big performance, expo, if you will, this evening. Very geeked out about that. Then she's completely switching gears. She's back in her play day era. So I'm going to sit there and chew my nails all weekend while she barrel races. Hi there, Tracy. And as you know, the Rangers play tomorrow morning at 10:15. Did you hear about this?
No. Oh.
That's my son in there the Miracle League. And, you know, last time he got two home runs. So, really, the future is bright and
it's strong, man.
The yard is in its jungle era. So, we're going to try and get it out of the Amazon. What about you?
I, too, worry about my yard.
Yeah.
Actually, I think tonight, kiddo and I, girlfriend, we're going to tool around the Fort Worth Arts Fest.
Ow!
Main Street. And maybe the other one. I don't even know. I don't know. I don't know which arts festival I'm in.
Did you get berets for everyone to wear or just you?
Just me.
Are you going to wear a smoking jacket?
I offered it for everybody, but nobody else would sport one. It says Griswold family on the front. It's pretty impressive.
Fancy, fancy.
So we're going to, hit up the Main Street Arts Fest tonight. And then on the weekend that is before both Easter and WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. WrestleMania weekend is also Easter weekend.
Did they think about this when they planned Easter this year?
John Cena turned bad, and I think this is why. This is why he turned into a villain, because of all this.
Is he still a villain?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he's taking on Cody for the championship.
Breaks my heart.
Yeah, he'll be all right. I think he's going to win, too. No, this weekend I have to do my taxes. I have not done them. I've even had everything I needed, even as far back as like January. It's sitting right there on the antique radio in the living room, and it's just
staring at you.
Yep.
Oh, that's like a lot of adulting.
Keep getting TurboTax emails like, hey.
Excuse me.
Hey, I mean, we don't want to be pushy, but you're kind of pushing, aren't you, the cowboy?
Do you have like a whole bunch of different things, or is it just a...
I just hate doing it. It'll take me 15 minutes.
Okay.
I have no offshore accounts that I know of. All my accounts are onshore.
What about your crypto?
There is the new tariff thing that I don't understand.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with your
taxes. I'm
pretty
sure
you're
fine.
No, you're fine on that front.
I don't know. It's always the, you know, how do you take, 32% from nothing?
Yeah.
To, you know.
I don't think you...
And then get nothing.
You
I just hate
you're
doing
probably
math.
Not at 32%.
Okay?
Yeah.
Math sucks.
Happy tax filing weekend, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning, Hank fans and family.